WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. What's it like playing saxophone for the Godfather of Soul? In a little while, we'll find out from Maceo Parker. Everybody knows about guilty pleasures, those things you know you shouldn't like, but do anyway, those delights that are just plain indefensible. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead wants to share two of his guilty pleasures with us. Brace yourself.
Some records are so awful, they just naturally fill you with awe. And a couple of recent releases exert such a perverse fascination for me, I feel like I have to tell you about them. One of them raises mildness to epic proportions. It's a compilation of 26 Lester Lannan classics on the Epic label. Lannan's a genius at giving bland tunes bland arrangements and still making them shocking by interpreting them in totally irrational ways. Band leaders have the vision to play Michael Row the Boat Ashore as a Dixieland number with an electric guitar solo, or do Shortening Bread as a twist, or recast the theme from Bridge on the River Kwai as a straitjacketed merengue. Lester Lannan is truly amazing. He can take any kind of music, jazz, Latin, rock and roll, anything, and systematically drain it of all vitality. For over 50 years, Lannan has been the king of society band leaders. He said that he can smell a debutante a mile away, which he probably didn't mean quite the way it came out. Sometimes I think Lannan is a tool the rich use to keep everyone else from being jealous. I mean, how great can their lives be if they have to listen to this stuff? Then again, maybe he's a cunning traitor to his class, numbing the brains of the wealthy to give the rest of us a chance to take over. Either interpretation gives this music sociological significance, so it isn't a pure guilty pleasure. But just try to find redeeming social value in this.
Other boys have girlfriends who are perfect as can be. But when it comes to you, my dear, there's a few little things that are puzzling me.
With your beat-up nose and your 13 toes, nature handed you a dirty deal. And all of my friends wanna know, are you for real? When you speak of love, you're no turtle dove. You remind me of a well-trained seal. Are you for real?
When it comes to guilty pleasures, nobody's guiltier than Jerry Lewis. A new anthology of Lewis recordings from the 50s, part of Capitol Records' Collector's Series, treats his daffy singles like serious art. It's a handsome, nicely annotated package. The CD even includes incomplete takes of one tune, as if we were dealing with some musical genius like Charlie Parker. But the music defies respectability. As the beginning of that last number reminds us, Lewis can sing pretty well when he wants to. But in his post-adolescent prime, he used his voice as a migraine machine, like on this monument to bad taste.
Good, my eyes were fine and in my pocket money. Then I saw her standing there, she was a pretty sight. But when she turned to walk away, I really saw the light and I went, yep,
boom.
Ain't she
boom, said it twice. I've never seen a gal that looks so friendly in retreat. Yep.
Now check out Jerry's scat singing here.
Boom, 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 wah, 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 wah. Oh, booty, booty, don't.
Nice, huh? We could discuss this music's roots in vaudeville, Spike Jones, and Borscht Belt comedy. Or we could talk about how it connects with the so-called vulgar modernism of 50s milestones, like Mad Magazine, Chuck Jones's Warner Brothers cartoons, and the anarchic movies of director Frank Tashlin, including his Jerry Lewis vehicles.
Boy, here it is Sunday morning, and I'm out driving in my car, and it's so peaceful and quiet. The sun is shining, the boys is driving. Uh-oh, there goes a pedestrian. Shucks, I missed him. I think I'll go around the block and try again. Gee whiz, I must be out in the country now. I'm not hitting so many people. I am out in the country. I just hit a cow. This is a cow?
Yeah, we could analyze this nonsense all day, but dissecting it won't legitimize it. To tolerate this stuff, you just have to love the crass, the obnoxious, and the lowbrow. Like me!
Okay, in spite of Kevin's confessions today, he remains jazz critic for Fresh Air.
As could be. The champion was great, a real heavyweight, but you took him 2 out of 3. Holy gee, oh, you're not as large as a floating barge, but your cargo settled in your keel. You always say yes when I ask, are you for real? That's impossible. I laugh. I shriek. I squeal. You cannot be for real.
This is Fresh Air.